Let me start saying that, and I repeat this every time that I can. There's no food security without food safety. I think that we need to start to say that loud and clear for all. And of course, there is no zero hunger without food safety, because you cannot eat food that's not safety. You cannot have healthy diets with food that are not safety. So this is what brings us in FAO to work so hard and close with WHO on this issue of food safety. I had the privilege to meet the new DG of WHO now four times personally. And all those four times we spoke about food safety and how we need to improve this in the coming years, because it's not only the base for trade, as we used to highlight. This is important, no doubt. But it's the base for healthy lives. This is even more important. This is the base for the people, the food they eat. Be assured that there are safe food and healthy food. So this is what we see our challenge ahead. You know that also one important part of this issue of safety food is related to the One Health agenda. And FAO is not only engaged with WHO, but also with the World Organization for Animal Health, OIE, in its original acronym, to look for the disease that come from animals to humans, zoonotic disease. And in particular the last year, one issue is becoming more and more important. That is the antimicrobial resistance. We are all scared about this issue. It is day a day we have news that we make us even scared more about. FAO is working on a 5 global action plan with WHO and OIE to tackle antimicrobial resistance in food and also in food production, what means basically livestock, and particularly now, the last years, on fisheries. Last week in Jeju, Republic of Korea, the Codex Intergovernmental Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance began to revise an update of the Codex on AMR. For the first time, guidelines will be set for integrated AMR into the surveillance work of Codex. Ladies and gentlemen, in our last conference, July this year, we expressed the support to the United Nations to proclaim the 7th of June as the World Food Safety Day. World Food Safety Day will be very important to raise awareness of the global threat posed by foodborne disease. This will also reinforce the need for governments, the food industry, and individuals to do more to make food safe. In this particular, I would like to commend the efforts made by Costa Rica that took the lead to present this proposal forward, and we full support this initiative. We hope to see on next 7th of June the first opportunity to celebrate this Food Safety Day. Food safety, as I said, is critical for healthy diet and also for trade. And I believe that this day will be a good opportunity for us to remind this every year. Let's not forget what I said in the very beginning. Without food safety, there is no food security. There is no zero hunger. Thank you for your attention.